What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We tell you a lot about the power of Trados Grain Marketing. They make it easy for you.
The DOS.
Adam Mikus and the crew. Bill, you know these guys very well, what they do. They're incredible people to help out with grain marketing. Make it so something, it can be difficult by yourself. If you let them help you out, it will work out well for you and your farm.
Can you imagine right now, it's late July, and you've got a crop going. You're like, we got this thing nailed. And we get 70-mile-an-hour winds, and it just flattens your fields. You're done. Hold it. Are you? Or did you have insurance from Trados? That's what you want to know. Yeah, they have the best insurance.
Big deal in that.
They have the best insurance available, crop insurance available. They can they top everyone. And you have to have it. If you roll those dice, that means you like lose your farm in 1 year. Oh, yeah. Hey, Dad, let's go no insurance this year. Let's take a shot at it. Imagine driving your vehicle right now. You getting good insurance? Nah, we're fine. Let's roll the dice. And you rear end somebody like that. Yeah, how's it going? That
sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. All you know what doesn't sucks? Trados. The DOS.
They sign up for crop insurance by March 15th. You have 11 days to sign
11
up for crop insurance.
11 days, guys.
It's a deadline.
Go Trados.com. GOTREDAS.com. GoTREDAS.com. Bill Belichick is a different person than he was 2 years ago. We know that. He didn't coach the last 2 years in football. Now he's back at North Carolina. He's dating a very young person, about 24 years old. He's
a woman.
As he's 76 years old, you know.
Yes.
A young woman, yes. Yes. And apparently he is inviting Hard Knocks to potentially come into North Carolina to
watch their
training. I think
it's done, isn't it?
I think it's essentially done, where North Carolina will be the first college team to be on Hard Knocks.
And what does this tell you?
That he has changed his ways. That Bill Belichick is not the same person that he used to be, the curmudgeon that we all thought he was.
Now, do you ever think when you're talking, what if he was listening? Would he say he's a changed person? He might. He might.
I say it's a little different.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of having fun with it.
He's a changed person?
He's dating a 24-year-old. That's different. That's different. Something new.
Maybe not. Maybe he's done it. We just didn't know it.
He's welcoming media, which I don't think was
just
the
imagine
case.
Right
that's
now.
That's what you're going.
Just imagine right now if you're
embracing it.
Imagine right now if you're getting ready to go, Steve, you're dating a college girl going to the Tri-Delt formal. How would that be? All of a sudden you're going to the getting ready. Well, I got the formal tonight. How would that be?
And then add 20 years to your age, by the way.
20 years to your age at the same time. Like that. Just imagine right now, like, well,
it's a little different.
Well, we got the Tri-Delt formal. Yeah, we get in a room out by the, we're all doing some pre-party and out by the airport at the Motel 6. And then we're going to
pre-party. Hey. Yeah, I'm not saying
God,
you're
God, I'd
wrong.
Love to see you at a formal this year.
Would you really?
I would.
I would also like to see
you. Grandpa. What's Grandpa doing over there?
he's with Katie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Katie. Really. Yeah, Katie.
He's with Katie.
Yeah, okay, yeah. She's from Columbus, too, and they've been a thing for a while.
Colored his hair.
Romance is
colored
a lie.
His hair. All right, Jake.
Would they come? We drove the pickup. He drove the truck over.
He did.
The Cornhusker for the formal. And Steve went over and asked Katie to dance. Well, we don't do that, Steve. We just dance. We don't ask someone to dance. Signal. Get the signal.
Come on.
Come on.
Signal's priceless. God, I wish I would have thought of the signal when all those years. Oh. It would have been easier.
It was so
Bill's
easy.
Bill's signal to just point to a woman and
it didn't always work.
No.
No, that's the best part was right. You just kept walking.
Right.
Boom. Got the yes, you headed out. If not, you just circled around. Just circled back around.
Genius.
Genius. Just like, because you're going to take some shots out there, guys. Every time you went out, it wasn't like going, God, I hope everybody I asked at Dan says nope, it's a numbers game.
we have a bold take from Brett in Minnesota on all this. He says,
Brett,
this is exactly why it will fail miserably at North Carolina. His curmudgeonly hard edge is what made the Patriots great. Completely changing who you are after being successful might not be the best idea.
Now, guys, I'm stuck on this. Completely changing who you are. I don't know that he did that. We don't know that for sure.
I would imagine in meetings, I don't think he's kind of like tackling, whatever. Just try to get it done, but no big whoop. I think he's got that stuff like boom, boom, boom down. The other part of it, the thing is that just overtakes you being a head coach in college is you don't get a day off. You'll take a day off, but technically you shouldn't even have a day off.
Seriously?
No, there's no time. There's not in July going like, no, you're talking to people, you're texting people. There's
no
something
days.
You get nothing off, zero, and like it. And that's just what it is. I mean, there's no, in the NFL, I mean, especially assistant coach, like, no, I'm off.
Saying that college, you just don't.
No, everyone's available. You obtain the talent, and now you have to recruit it and pay for it. But in the NFL, you select them.
People need to hear this, Bill.
And so it's
they don't.
So,
I don't think everybody.
It's completely different now. If you want to sit there and for all of whatever June and sit there and try to figure out a way to run this play better against them, you can do that. But then you just take a look at the Bears. I don't know if they had worked another 30 days, they'd been a lot better. Not really. No, I think it would look exactly the same. And so when you're just trying to, you give no time off. Because guess what? When you're an assistant coach, you're never once going like, I'm going to pop up and talk to the owner quick. No, you don't. You stay in your lane. You do your work. You know what? On draft day, I told the story before when I was talking to Brad Childress, and he was with the offensive coordinator for Andy Reid at the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
And there he goes, I go, hey, no, so draft day, walk me through it. He goes, oh, I'm in my office. He goes, I find out who we draft when it comes across the bottom of ESPN announces it. He goes, I have nothing to do with that. They might come down and ask me a question, but it's Andy, ownership, this group. That's what's going on there. So you're an assistant coach. You're not going down. If you're the tight end coach, you can walk, sticking your head in real quick. Got to do it, man. Take him.
See, Jake, do you understand the big takeaway here? College coaches, it's so much different than the pros. The workload is enormously bigger.
And the thing that comes up in the NFL all the time, don't guard your desk. Which means, no, if you're off, you're off. In college, you have to guard your desk, basically. You're going to be doing something. If you're not, you're working remotely. Because also, it's like, hey, listen, here's a list of 20 guys who are going to be free agents next year. Start calling them, build a relationship with them. You could do that. That's tampering. And you get fired. And then the team gets penalized.
It doesn't really do any good anyway.
And the team gets penalized. So my point is there's none of that going on. And so
in college,
I thought sometimes someone might come to you and say, hey, listen, would you please watch these 10 guys? Who are they? It's two from Montana State, one from South Dakota State. We think, you know, they're pretty good players, and we're going to want to contact the coach if he wants to get in the portal. So evaluate them. And so
Never stops. Belichick, back to your – Jake, one thing I just have a hard time doing is just saying that someone's changed.
He seems different to me.
It does on the surface, right?
Yeah.
But I wonder if you were with him day to day, what it would if you'd say it. I mean, maybe he had a little more wild in him than you even thought before.
Do you remember? You loved this a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl. They had the parade. I don't have the audio of it, but
so weird.
He got the microphone at the parade as they're going around.
It's very weird.
And he goes, "No days off."
That was his big thing.
You wanted people to chant, no days off.
He got to the mic
and Sip
said
just
that.
Loved that.
I thought it was odd.
That's very odd.
That's what we're going with, no days off?
They're celebrating a Super Bowl title, and he's up there with a giddy grin, no days off.
Well, there's all
you loved it.
It's interesting.
I thought it was very odd.
So weird.
Also, I think what's very interesting is that when they had Hard Knocks, no one wanted it, and eventually Goodell said, that's fine, but you're doing it. It was an NFL
right?
deal.
It's too bad.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it was appointed.
So now, so you didn't have all the legalities. The legalities have taken it to college, and now you have to have – so everyone's got to sign off on this. If you're a freshman, sophomore, I mean, you can't just say, yeah, we're doing it. It's like, hang on now, I'm going to be on a TV show. So where's my – the first thing to be like, well, where's my take of this? How does this work? We're in the NFL, and you say, no, this is part of the NFL. as part of the deal. This is what
they'll
we do.
They'll probably have to be very careful about what they show.
I think it's a huge look, because before it fell underneath the umbrella of the NFL. Mm-hmm. Now it's an NFL type. It's the NFL network that's doing it, right? Because it's Hard Knocks. It's not a different version. Mm-hmm. The NFL now is coming into North Carolina.
Yes.
I think there had to be some legalities that are unreal for that
to
happen.
Sure, I think so. And I think it's also sort of a nod to that discussion that it's college football is less college football than it's ever been. It's more professionalized than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. This is just another sign. But I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I just think they'll have to be very careful mm-hmm. about what they show.
I hope they work it out. Yeah,
especially from a player standpoint. You can show a lot of the coaching stuff,
yeah.
right? And it'll probably be very Belichick-centric, right?
Yes.
I mean, it'll be because you don't even know anybody else. Who else is on the staff? Do you know anybody?
Oh, his son's on staff, isn't he?
Yeah, his son's on staff.
I wouldn't know his son if he walked in the building right now. I wouldn't know Bill Belichick's son. I know Bill Belichick.
If I would go through their list right now, I would know several. The names, I do know some names.
Do you know any of the players?
I don't know him personally.
Right. So also, I think it'll be a Belichick-centric show.
His girlfriend will make a lot of it. She was on the Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Somehow she
yes.
was.
Yes. So she'll be on. She'll be on. That people.
I would think so.
If all yep. of a sudden you do a show on Travis Kelce, they want to see Taylor Swift.
Right.
So.
Well, you would know a couple. At least one name here, Sip, because his defensive line coach is Bob Diaco.
Awesome.
Not Cody Lyon.
That could be interesting.
Defensive line coach okay. is Bob Diaco.
Okay,
for
Diaco,
Bill Belichick.
I hope he makes an appearance on this because he could be very interesting. Whoa.
You see the strain, Bob Diaco.
Oh, Diaco's an interesting guy. Wow.
Freddie Kitchens wasn't he the former head coach of the Browns?
Mm-hmm.
He's the OC.
He's the OC, Freddie Kitchens.
Okay. Will Friend, offensive line. Matt Lombardi, quarterbacks. Garrick McGee, receivers. Don't know those names. Natron Means was an NFL
running back.
The
Chargers.
Yeah. Caleb Pickerel, offensive assistant. Defensively, Steve Belichick is the DC. Bob Diaco, defensive line. Brian Belichick, defensive backs. Armon Hawkins, cornerbacks. Jamie Collins, former Patriot and Brown, inside linebackers coach. And Ty Nichols, outside linebackers. That's his guys.
They're going to catch a lot of attention. Also, there'll be a lot of, like, if you're a coach and you're playing against Belichick, that's a big deal. You want to win.
You want to beat him.
Hell yeah.
You target on your back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not kind of like that. It's like, oh, no. Let's especially if you're a veteran college coach. Going to say, okay, you want to cruise around here, come down into college? Here we go.
See what this looks like.
Yeah, see what this looks like.
Hey, it's going to be great TV.
Yeah.
It'll be great for the show.
We'll be watching a lot of it.
Be great for the show.
It's great.
Hard Knocks will be great.
Yes.
God bless him.
Let's see how he is.
God bless this for happening. We need it in the offseason, right?
We do. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The board has been updated. Ellie's on the board. 1-0 on the week.
I'll be damned.
Overall, we don't know because we lost track. So I guess I don't want to start over because you guys are like,
Hold it.
She lost the overall.
What?
Oh, she didn't keep track for a couple weeks. So let's assume you're like 18 games over.
How did that happen?
Ellie's bracing for the criticism right now.
Ellie, how did that happen?
I don't know.
This is a remarkable one here.
I need to look back at the board.
Can we just start the season now?
You're 19 above 500.
Yeah.
We were 19 to 20-something above.
How do you want to restart?
Was it
March
just
4th?
was it so just crazy busy in there, Ellie? You couldn't
put a tally
didn't
up on
didn't
the
have
board.
A chance to get the pan and go over and mark it or what?
Well,
happened?
Now here's the thing, we could also she could turn it around on us pretty fast. How about we just keep track of it? I can go walk over there. I can do it. Let's just start again, March 4th. Jake.
Okay, all right, the reset's on.
It's worth that because there's also been a sealed envelope on March 4th.
Yes, that's
there's
true.
A sealed envelope, okay. And
that's a private sealed envelope.
So,
so
here's what we're going to do.
We're not going to announce what I said.
No, we're not.
Yeah. We're not going to do that.
There's been a couple times you brought some things on air. Maybe this one I bring on. Because it would stir some stuff up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would stir a lot of things.
You want to see ratings go up? Yeah, here we go.
I prefer that you keep this one to
yourself. We're going to do a mini season, and then we start back over on August 1.
Okay.
This is a mini season.
Great idea.
This is like the, you know what it is? It's the NBA in-season tournament.
In-season tournament.
So we should count yesterday as game one then.
Okay.
You're 1-0 on the season. All right. Yeah. Today's topic is college nicknames. Pretty simple. These are a lot of basketball ones.
Yeah. Oh.
So if you think you know your college,
look at Jake Grant. Look at him. Look at him. I got you.
We should go 4 for 4 today. In my opinion. 4-6-4-5-6-8-5 Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill in trivia. College nicknames as we reset the season. You are 1-0 as of yesterday. See how
many in-season tournaments.
We have JR. JR, how do you feel about college nicknames today?
Some pressure since you say we should go 4 for 4, so we'll see how
I think we should go four for four today.
You threw that right in your face.
It's all of your guys' face as well. Yeah. So, first question will go to JR. Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question. As always, JR, what is the nickname for UTSA, Texas San Antonio?
Stop it.
Are they the Roadrunners?
Are they the Roadrunners?
That's a hard one.
Brilliant!
Jake will always lean this towards the caller, which he probably should.
Not true. Definitely not true.
Sue me.
1-0 lead for JR. First question. What is the nickname for St. Louis University?
The Billiken.
Brilliant!
Rick Majerus was the head coach there.
R.I.P.
to Rick Majerus. Yes.
He lived in a hotel.
He did?
I used to talk to him when I was at Utah.
Coaching. Oh, yeah.
The first time that he lived in
told me that.
He lived in the Marriott, and so we had our recruiting deals. So I'd go to the concierge lounge, and there'd be Rick in there eating little goldfish and having a...
That's the life.
He lived in the Marriott.
Make your bed every
single
day.
Single guy.
Anyway, I just go up there and tell. We just tell stories. It's awesome. Just imagine seeing Rick Majerus in the Marriott.
You need to share things like that more often.
What are you doing here? I live here, man. Come on, easy.
Rick Majerus was an icon.
1-1 tie. Back to you, JR, for the lead. What is the nickname for Loyola Chicago?
Oh, gosh.
Recent Final Four team. Loyola Chicago.
I don't. I'm going to throw out a guess on this one. The Saints.
Oh,
a good guess.
It's not the Saints. Do you guys want this? You want to pass?
God, I can see it right there.
My inclination is to pass.
Mine is too.
That would be the Ramblers of Loyola Chicago.
No, I didn't have it.
Final Four team 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yep.
Who's that coach? He's at Oklahoma now.
Porter Mosier.
Oh, good job.
What a
Jake.
Talk
Jake,
about,
sometimes you surprise me.
What a great name.
Porter Mosier. It is a good name.
Hey, anybody seen Porter? He's over there.
This is for the win, and Bill is in play here. 1-1 tie.
Let's do this. Let's get 2-0.
What is the nickname for Murray State University?
Racers.
I didn't know it. Good job. I didn't know it.
Racers is correct.
Bill bailed me out. I did not know that.
2-0 on the season, 2-0 on the week. JR, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee, but thanks for calling and calling down the road.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Same to you.
Can you play those ships coming out a little bit more? Yeah.
One more time.
Imagine standing there when you hear that.
Hang on.
One more.
There they are.
Here they come.
I feel
Branch Stoke.
Whipping into the marina.
Something's wrong
on the north side of Branch Stoke. Whipping in.
This is for Bill, tiebreaker. Speaking of Murray State, how many times have they made the NCAA tournament?
Jeez, that's a good one.
Program history.
14.
Ooh, that's a good number.
Under 14.
That's a good number. Murray State?
Yep.
Surprising to get it on the nose. It's used like
this. Surprise, too. I'm going to say a little over.
18 times, and they have 5 wins in the dance. Keep in mind, Nebraska, 8 appearances, no wins. Murray State has won 5 freaking tournament games.
So, last question on that. Is Nebraska the only Power 4 team that's never won a game?
Yes. The only one.
Well documented.
The only one.
None. 53 years.
This could be a
permanent sigh.
They roll tonight. Could they get back to it? Could they get back to a 6 seed? Jake?
Nebraska, no.
They'd probably have to win the Big Ten tournament, and
well,
not
that
lose
wouldn't
a game.
Get them a 6 seed.
I think. Yeah, you don't think so?
Would that get them a 6?
Yeah, you're right. Probably they've lost 12 games. I don't think so. Yeah, they can't get to a 6 seed. Nope.
Okay, right now we're pushing back on the 6 seed. I think they could be an 8 seed though
if they win it every game.
If they win out, so that was, how many games would that be, Jake? They win two.
Is that seven games?
They have to win two
they
here.
They probably have to win six.
I think
or
seven games.
Seven. So if they can win the next seven, we got ourselves a nice little eight
seed. Once again, I'd be more annoyed than anything.
Same.
If they all
like, why are we doing this?
What if they just run Michigan State out of the gym?
I'd be
just
so,
run them out of the gym.
I'd be so happy and pissed at the same time. Like, really?
Exactly.
Beat Maryland by 30.
Hour three is next, an early break in the ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.